open your mouth, stick out your tongue. I'm just going to dab this on there.
That's not fair.
I just want to tickle your taste buds.
Okay, what are you doing?
Tell me what you taste.
Okay, I'm closing my eyes. It's a microphone.
No, for the sound effect, just lick the microphone. Nope, didn't work. Oh, you're still licking it.
Now it's all wet.
It's so wet.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hello, we are an Acquired Taste podcast, the podcast for people who are currently refocusing their energies.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who are doing that too.
Yeah, when you start to think about what's really important to you and you focus on only those things, a miracle happens.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And that miracle is called being happy.
Yeah, I'm Bethany.
I'm Kathleen.
And we're happy you're here because you are wanted and you belong. And there's a couple things we're going to talk about today in terms of circling back Karl Lagerfeld quickly.
Unfortunately.
And we're going to talk about...
I'm very excited to tell you about auras.
Auras. Awesome. Do you believe in them?
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow believes in them.
Gwyneth Paltrow believes in... anything that's expensive and goes up your vagina.
I think that I believe in them too.
I mean, I believe in them, but you know, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that jade egg.
The jade egg. Don't, again, I think we've said it on the pod before. Don't put a jade egg up your vagina. It doesn't belong there.
To get your Kegels in.
Yeah, just, you can do, it's not good. Don't invite other things into your flora.
The jade egg is to vaginas as the shake weight is to arms.
It's to vaginas.
You don't need the shake weight. You just have to do push-ups.
And also don't put a shake weight up your vagina.
Yeah, you can do Kegels just on your own.
Yeah, can you? Oh, yeah.
Squeeze out that air.
Ugh.
Works just as well.
Woof-da. Oh,
Bethany looks like she's going
to
vomit.
I've been having to talk about this stuff more and more, and I don't enjoy it.
Okay, I have something for you. I took something from work today that I want you to taste. And
okay.
So I wrapped it up in a very sanitary way inside of a paper towel.
And you pulled it out of your purse.
Yeah, so. Close your eyes.
Okay.
I'm going to put this on your tongue, and I want you to tell me what it tastes like. Well, you can bite into it, too, if you want. Okay, there. Okay. But what does it taste like?
Oh.
You may know what it is, but what does it taste like?
It's a peep.
Yes.
And it tastes like caramel?
It's
caramel?
It's a pancakes and syrup peep. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, I can see that.
I kind of like it.
There's the syrup.
Yep.
There's the syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's very good.
I'm not like a huge peep person.
They are a very specific texture. Do we believe that they're marshmallow? Is that what they say they are?
Yes, they're marshmallow covered in sugar. And this particular new flavor of theirs is pancake and syrup. Everybody go out and buy it. It's really the coolest thing ever.
It is quite good.
Taste bud adventure.
I like it. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I like it. I think that's not vegetarian, but I'm not going to worry about
it. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
Now that I chew and swallow, I realize it's probably not, but I'm not going to lose my mind because that was really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
Oh my God, please. I really like that you brought me food because food's my favorite.
It's like, open your mouth. I'm going to pour this pork gravy down your throat.
That I would be sad about, but it's all good.
Okay,
how was your weekend, Kathleen? Did you go away with a million other people to a long distant cabin and then almost get murdered?
No, absolutely not. I went to a live podcast yesterday.
Wait, which one?
It was Chris Hayes. I went to the Gramercy Theater here in New York City. Chris Hayes, he's an anchor on MSNBC.
Yeah.
He has this fabulous podcast called Why Is This Happening?
Okay.
And he interviewed Stacey Abrams, who is the woman who ran for governor in the state of Georgia this year. She lost.
Oh, yeah.
By a minuscule amount of votes.
Yeah.
She was very, very close. And rumor has it that she's going to be running for Senate. It's a big deal because she's a woman of African-American descent.
Yeah.
It would be fabulous to get, mix it up in there.
Yeah, some representation.
Yeah.
That's great.
All colors and genders and whatnot. So it was I had a really good night.
It's interesting to see how different podcasts do their job live.
Yes.
I mean, we've done a live show once, and we want to definitely do more. It'll be interesting because we do go off topic a lot and edit a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it comes, we want the episode to be fairly streamlined and like take time to Google some things.
And sometimes you and I like take naps in the middle of recording.
Yeah,
and
go for a jog.
And the silence just doesn't make for good podcasting.
Yeah, so we'll have to figure that out. But it's cool. So did he just like sit sit behind a mic.
Yeah.
She was behind a mic.
Yeah.
And just sat like it's a conversation in a living room.
Sure thing.
Yeah. That's cool. That's really fun.
Yeah.
We've seen a couple live podcasts and it's always interesting.
What did you do this weekend?
Dennis was over the whole weekend. I didn't have Ariel yesterday. So we hung out the whole weekend and we both had like little meltdowns about various things. He's stressed out about some work stuff. I just like fell into a black hole like we talked about last week. And he was so great about how he dealt with it. Like he didn't roll his eyes. He didn't get mad. He like played music and like massaged my hands and talked me through it and said it was going to be okay.
Amazing.
And yeah, it was just really wonderful. And I woke up this morning feeling much better because
he massaged your hands.
Yeah. And like my temples. And because he told me like, go sit on the couch and just relax. And when he came in, I was in the fetal position crying. And he was like, aww. Well, that's not the relaxing we were talking about. So he was like, unclench your hands, like lay on your back, stretch your legs out. Let's get you in a position that's less stressful for your body. And it was really nice. Mama Watson always says everything's better in the morning.
It is always better in the morning. Yeah. That's when I prefer to get it on.
Yeah.
In the morning. Can I tell you something strange that happened? I was sitting in my bed last night and this thought entered my head. I'm open for a spirit right now. Like I just felt like.
Like a ghost?
Yes. This thought popped in my head and I said to myself, I would be open to meeting a spirit right now.
Okay.
And I thought maybe I heard something in my apartment, but I didn't. But I opened the doors, which are normally shut.
To being open to spirits.
Yes. And then today I found out that somebody in my immediate family had passed away.
Oh, interesting.
I'm not going to go into who it was. And I wasn't particularly close with this person. I didn't know this person all that well. But it's just a weird coincidence.
Because you're not the type of person who just randomly thinks, I would like a ghost to get in
me. No. I was just drifting off to sleep and I thought, oh, I would be open to talking to a spirit right now. I wouldn't feel afraid.
That is so interesting that was the time it came. And then you found this out.
I truly believe that these things are all connected.
I do too.
And I called my father today to give him the bad news. And he said he had been dreaming the past 3 nights about the person who passed away.
Jeez.
And this is not a person that we knew was sick. It wasn't a person that we were like, oh, it's, you know, it's in the inevitability of this person's passing is coming. We didn't know any of these things about this person.
Wow. I fully believe that stuff is goes on behind the scenes and like on a different, I don't know, different plane. Oh, man.
So if I get contacted more, you know, specifically tonight with a voice or a message, I'll let you know.
Please. I mean, and I was just complaining last night that big mirror behind my bed.
The one that you can watch yourself having sex with your hot boyfriend in.
It also works for that. I originally bought
it. I've seen a picture of his abs.
Yeah, I did.
They're there.
He has great abs. Not that that's what's important. But I did buy that mirror with the intention of it being a portal to the other side because it looks like a portal to the other side.
Yeah.
It's a little creepy looking. No one's come out. A little annoyed.
There's still time.
But I was thinking that last night as well, as you were thinking you would be open to somebody from the other side coming through. So we're going to get to some stuff today. It's going to be a fun show. But first,
I've got a bunch of trips coming up this spring, this summer, and I've been pairing all of my outfits that I'm going to wear with my Rothy's.
Yeah. Oh, they're the best shoes for a vacation because they're so comfortable and they don't take up much space.
No. And you can walk miles in them. Mm-hmm. They are the most comfortable shoe that I have ever worn, and you could wear them all day.
They partner with so many different outfits. They're classic. As you're walking around, you don't have to worry about getting them dirty.
No.
Because they're machine washable.
I never want to take my Rothy's off when I put them on. Bethany, you have the loafers. I have the sneaker.
Yes. Sneaker. What color do you have?
Oh, I have it in like light cream. It's so damn cute.
And it's not dangerous to buy light cream because again, machine washable.
Machine washable.
I have the loafer in mocha.
Ooh, that's sexy. Say mocha again.
Mocha. Oh, they have it in navy too.
I want to make love to your Rothy's.
In mocha.
Machine washable.
In mocha. Rothy's come in 4 fashionable styles. The flat, the point, the loafer, and the sneaker for women and girls. And they launch new colors every few weeks and they sell out constantly. So they're always updating their lineup.
I'm always on their Instagram because I'm like, what's coming out today? What's coming out today?
Yep.
And I want to tell everybody that I know about these shoes. I already purchased a pair for my mom for her birthday.
Did you use her code?
I did use our code.
Okay, good. By the way, it's going to blow your mind that they're made from recycled plastic water bottles because they're so soft. You can feel good about wearing them, but they are. And Rothy's has almost reached 20 million bottles of water recycled.
Have you heard or slash seen the photos? Meghan Markle has been doing her Australian tour with her Rothy's on.
She wore them too. Like I said, good for travel. We love our Rothy's and we know you will too. So right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for our listeners. Use the code TASTE to get free shipping with no minimum. Free shipping, free returns exchanges on your Rothy's shoe, but trust us, you won't want to return them. So go to Rothy's.com and enter TASTE to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. That's Rothy's.com and enter TASTE. It's a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, plus free shipping. You got to do it. Go get yourself a pair today. Rothy's.com, promo code TASTE. Get this deal while it lasts.
If it's good enough for Meghan Markle, it's good enough for me.
That's what you always say. We have to talk.
First off, Karl Lagerfeld.
Yeah. So we had several people comment to us about last week's show where we talked about the bitchy things Karl Lagerfeld said and after he died.
It was a very tongue-in-cheek segment. And if you're thinking, I didn't hear that in last week's episode. Just a few hours after we posted, we edited that section out.
Yeah, and we took it out because a bunch of you, very respectfully and kindly, I might add, I was really, really happy and floored, but really not surprised with how great you guys are, mentioned that he was not the nicest person in the world. He'd said some pretty horrible things and just hadn't been the best person. And frankly, Kathleen and I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Yeah, had we known that, we obviously wouldn't have
spotlighted.
Yeah,
his person.
So we wanted to apologize for the people who are frustrated with us, and your frustration was well placed.
Yeah, his life views, which he made quite public, do not align with ours.
Right.
Also, a little bit of housekeeping.
Yeah.
Two episodes ago, we did an advice letter where we responded to a listener who was having a tough time after her friend moved away.
Yes.
We called her Persephone because we kept her identity
secret.
And in the Facebook fan group for Acquired Taste Podcast, if you're not a part of that, go ahead on Facebook, type in Acquired Taste Podcast. It pops right up. You should most certainly join because there's some amazing people in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was brought to our attention that maybe we weren't being as empathetic as we should have been for Persephone.
Yeah.
And Bethany and I very officially released a statement.
Yes, we felt awful and immediately got in contact with each other to try and sort of talk it out. But B, felt very official in releasing a statement because I don't know if we ever released a statement before.
It turns out that I think that we gave tough love.
Yeah.
And tough love isn't necessarily something that we give on this podcast all the time.
Right.
I think you and I are extremely empathetic on the scale of not feeling anything to all of the empathies. We're somewhere near all of the empathies.
Yeah, big feelings. Lots of squishy big feelings. And of course, you can go back and listen to that episode. But in the way that Persephone was speaking, basically, her friend had moved away pretty far. She was feeling really alone. And it had been a couple years and she had really been in a funk. And she didn't mention anything about mental illness. She just was saying how she missed her friend and she didn't feel like she had any really good friends in the city she was living in. And so Kathleen and I felt like 2 years is a really long time to be that down about a friend being gone. And we felt like it was time for her to take an active role in finding some new people to be around.
Yeah. Our response was sort of like, pick yourself up by your bootstraps. And if you don't like the friends that you currently have, go and make some new friends. Like, you have to be proactive. And I really think that everybody is responsible for their own happiness because your life is not going to be perfect. You can't always blame your unhappiness on other people.
If you are dealing with mental illness, obviously the pull yourself up by your bootstraps doesn't apply to mental illness.
Does not apply.
Would never, because you and I both have talked openly about that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I know what you're saying, especially in terms of Persephone. Like, that's why we were really tough love with her. We spoke to her in a way that we would speak to our own friends and that we would hope someone would speak to us, which was, it's been 2 years and your friend is still gone. She's in a different city. You miss her a lot, but we think you're ready. And it sounds like she was ready to make a big life change and to view the world differently. But it didn't come across that way. A lot of people listening thought that we were harsh and they felt bad for Persephone. And so we just wanted to say that we're sorry that it didn't come across in the spirit it was intended.
Yeah.
It sounded harsher than we intended. We intended it to be tough love, not cruelty.
Yeah.
And we hope that Persephone got the message.
Did I sound like a big biatch right now?
No, I don't think so. No, I think that it's tough to give like blanket life advice, especially
because we're not professionals.
We're not professionals, A, and B, like we can only speak to what we know and believe in, what we're working to learn. Can't control a lot of things. You can't control the way that your friends treat you, your family, but you can control how you view to move on and what steps you choose to take as a result. Mm-hmm. On a small or big scale, I think that that's important to remember. I'm trying to remember it all the time, and I know you are too, Kathleen.
Yeah, sometimes it's as small as an action as I'm holding my cup of coffee and the warmth feels good in my hands and the smell is amazing. And you say to yourself, wow, mama's juice is here.
I'm choosing in this moment to take joy in like this tiny moment.
Exactly.
Yeah. I bought this really amazing book over the weekend.
You bought a book?
I bought a book. Hold on.
It wasn't a digital e-reader?
Hell no.
You mean you can put it on a bookshelf? Oh yeah. I saw this book on your Instagram.
Yes. It's called Silence in the Age of Noise by Erling Kagge. He's Norwegian. It's about with our phones going off and horns honking and people yelling and work emailing you constantly, how do you find a certain sense of peace and quiet and sanity?
That's and I'm an age old question.
Yeah. And it's
since
getting
the 1990s.
Yeah. You've got mail. Oh, I can't handle it. So it's a really simple read. It's a very beautiful book. Again, it's called Silence in the Age of Noise by Erling Kagge, K-A-G-G-E. And it speaks to that a little bit. I don't know. I think it's a good read.
What have you learned so far?
So far, I've learned that silence doesn't necessarily mean everything around you is very quiet. Mm-hmm. It means your ability to find a certain sense of silence within yourself, mm-hmm. even if everything around you is really crazy. For example, like being in your car and having a song play that you know really well sort of allows your brain to turn off because mm-hmm. you know what's coming and there's no other stimuli coming in at you.
Yeah.
That can be a certain form of silence to allow you to focus and kind of recenter yourself.
Yeah. So silence isn't only the noise silence mm-hmm. that you would typically think of. It's all sorts of facets of life.
Yeah. And he's the first person to hike alone to the South Pole. So like he understands silence in that regard. I don't know why you would want to.
Say what? A lot of people color when they want silence. Like adult coloring yeah. books. That's yeah. why those got so popular.
Knitting, that kind of thing. So it just in terms of like trying to get your brain straight and get a better handle on life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good book so far. I really recommend it.
No silence outside today.
It's windy as hell, girl.
I was listening to a soundtrack of garbage cans just rolling down the street last night.
It's been really crazy. It's like pretty out, but it is windy. Kathleen almost got swept away, sweet girl.
If you were swept away right now, where would you want to land?
You know those mattress commercials where they always like fall backwards, usually with a kid?
Yeah, they into look like, so happy.
Yeah, like into a white comforter set.
And it's usually a woman with really flowy, fluffy hair.
Yeah, and like with flowing white pajamas, like linen pants. I would want that, but without the kid, because the kid's going to ruin your sleep. But like backwards into a bed.
When was the last time you got a mattress?
Oh gosh, it's been maybe 5 years.
Someone recently told me that you're supposed to get one every 8 years.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. Like, how old is your mattress, Kathleen?
God, I bought it 10 years ago.
Oh, you know how many bugs are in that thing?
I vacuum it.
Bed bugs.
No, I don't have bad bugs.
Dead skin cells.
Yeah, but I vacuum
mites,
it.
Eyelash mites.
I take the
old hair.
Bacterial, the virus spray.
Sweat,
I spray it.
Body sweat, body oil, body rash, skin.
But it's so comfortable.
Skin. It's comfortable because you're rolling around in your own skin.
That's okay with me, I think.
It's a mattress of your own skin. You need a new mattress. It's heavier now than it was when you bought it because it's full of skin.
You're probably right.
Skin. And all the skins of your lovers.
You mean my husband and my cat?
Yes, all two of them. Where would you fly backwards into?
I would fly right now. Every time I visit a place, I go on my iPhone and I type in, like the weather app.
Yeah.
You can like save a location so you can always check the weather.
Yeah.
So I've been like checking the weather in Paris and Napa lately.
Mm-hmm. Important ones.
Very, very, very important. I think I'd go to California.
Oh, that's great.
I would go, if I could wind fly.
Yeah.
I'd go to California right now.
You love California.
And I would roll up on Sonoma County and roll up on a big glass of sparkling wine.
So you would roll to a place and I would just go into a mattress set. Uh-huh. That's fine. I mean, that's good. If I didn't have to go grocery shopping, I could be falling backwards into a duvet set.
Over and over and over again.
All the time.
Instead of pushing a shopping cart around your supermarket.
And then standing in line and then having the person in front of me be 90 years old and want to write a check.
Let me tell you about Instacart. Instacart.com plus the app. It's making my life right now.
So much better than going to the grocery store and having the person in front of you be 90 years old and want to write a check.
Yeah.
I have places to be. I'm very important. I have many duvet sets to fall backwards into.
So many.
Woof. If you want your groceries delivered in as little as an hour or at a time that works with your schedule, this is why you want Instacart.
It's food shopping for the modern day person.
Yeah, when you don't have time to do your own food shopping. So like Kathleen said, you get the app or you go to Instacart.com and then you shop the groceries that you need from your favorite local retailers.
What I love about Instacart is that they have exclusive coupons just to them. These aren't coupons that you're going to find in your supermarket flyers.
Right.
It's a lot of your favorite products on sale with coupons that you can't find anywhere else.
And then once you order your stuff, your shopper gathers your groceries with care. They select excellent produce. They contact you if necessary, if something needs to be switched out or they have a question.
Yeah, they'll text you.
Yeah. And then your groceries are going to arrive in as little as 1 hour or at a time that you select. And the hot items stay hot, the cold items stay cold.
Yes.
It makes life so much easier when you have many other things to do. So try Instacart and get $10 off your first order. To get this limited time offer, go to Instacart.com or download the mobile app and enter our promo code TASTE at checkout. That's $10 off your first order today.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Do it at Instacart.com or through the mobile app. Don't forget to enter our code TASTE, T-A-S-T-E. One more time, that's Instacart.com or through the mobile app with our code TASTE at checkout.
Hold on, Bethany. I have to stop the podcast right now. I just have to go grocery shopping on my Instacart app.
Okay. Done. Okay, welcome back to you. This sounds like the same podcast to us. It's Wednesday because Kathleen puked.
We have it all documented audibly. Bethany and I right now are supposed to be having conversations about auras.
Yeah, but instead.
Which I've been very insistent on.
Monday, as we were recording the beginning of this episode, Kathleen all of a sudden stopped, leaned back from the microphone and said, I think I'm going to puke. And I said, do you want to go puke? And you said, Kathleen, you said, yes. And that's when I knew you were sick, because normally you'll force anything down. You'll push through. No, you don't want help. You're going to be fine. You legit puked twice.
And Bethany was the most caring and thoughtful friend, holding my hair back.
A lot of hair.
It's flu season.
Yeah. So Kathleen had to leave in the middle of recording the episode. Here's a little audio. Let's talk about auras.
Yeah, let's talk about auras.
It's like an energy field around a person or a thing. Right?
Yeah. So I printed out the wiki definition of aura.
Okay.
Because we are scientists.
Yes. Science based on fact.
So essentially it's like you're human.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a glow around you. And that glow has... I think I might throw up.
Really?
I might have to...
Okay, go throw up / leave. Are you okay?
I might have the flu.
All right, go. Go home because you need to get home before you puke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No, this is fascinating.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Go home.
We will.
Go, do you need to puke now?
You will pick this up tomorrow.
Go puke, do you need to puke now? Don't, yeah, go puke.
I have blue light.
No, do you want me to turn music up?
No.
Bop. Bop, bop, bop.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No, honey, no.
Oh, it hit me. It hit me during the podcast.
That's how it happens.
Your face makes me sick.
So now it's Wednesday. You're back, Kathleen. You've mm-hmm. been really, really sick. You're still...
I'm okay. I'm on the mend.
You're on the mend, but you're a little under the weather, yeah. But you're here.
Luckily, okay, so this is what I learned. There's a difference between the flu and the stomach flu.
Okay.
So the flu is what is like really, really, really serious. The stomach flu, you'll get over in a day or two.
And you think you had the stomach
and
flu.
And I had the stomach flu. I called my doctor and gave them the symptoms and they're like, you have the stomach flu. It's okay.
You straight up puked into plastic bags on the way home from my house.
Oh my goodness. It was wild. And then also, can I tell you something else that happened? So embarrassing.
Please.
I pooped my pants.
When and how?
I was laying on my couch.
Thank God you were home.
Thank God I was alone. My husband was at work already. And I thought it was a little fart. Turned out to be a little bit more. And I was like, what is happening? So into the bathtub, my pajama pants went. I texted all my friends. Guess what? I pooped my pants.
I text my sister every time I wet my pants.
Yeah.
And it happens a lot because there's no bathrooms in New York City for you to use.
You need to work on your pelvic floor muscles.
Yeah.
And my friends were like, generally, the reaction was like, yeah, that's happened. I'm like, what? Has everybody pooped their pants and this is something that nobody is talking about?
I've never pooped my pants.
Well, it's common. Apparently it happens to everybody.
This is crazy. Day one you vomited.
Yeah.
Day two you pooed your pee.
Day three I'm here.
Oh God.
Trying to record the second half of this podcast. So I figured this is a circus. It's a free for all. Let's just like throw some weird news stuff out there. Let's just Google some random ish.
Yeah. I was talking to a girlfriend and she was talking about how much she loved the podcast. Someone asked, what is it about? And she was like, oh, it's just like the conversations you would have with your best friend.
Yeah.
So you talk about pooing your pants and then you talk about, you know, weird news stories about pooing your pants. But we are... We are going to talk about auras one day. Not today.
For my birthday, will you come with me to get our auras photographed?
Yes, because your birthday is very much coming up.
Yeah, it's next week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be the big 33.
Yeah, girl. Palindrome birthday.
I'm not ready for it.
How is 33 different from 32?
It's 1 year older.
Uh-huh. Closer to death.
Exactly. Every day you wake up closer to death.
Yeah.
I watched a couple of movies when I was sick. First of all, number one, very underrated, From Prada to Nada. Excellent movie.
I don't even know who's in it. Wait.
Prada to Nada. It's Alexis Varga, or is it Alexa Varga?
Was she from Spy Kids?
Yes.
Oh, Camila Bell is in it.
Camila Bell.
Alexa Vega.
Alexa Vega. Yeah, that's it. Excellent movie. Their dad dies. They have to like...
Oh, we set off.
Oh. Not you, bitch.
No, be nice. I'm sorry. You're notoriously combative with Alexa. Alexa, stop. Thank you.
Only speak when spoken to,
okay,
robot.
Be nice, because I'm really afraid of her. So Wikipedia says, From Prada to Nada, spoiled sisters Nora and Mary have a life of wealth and privilege in Beverly Hills. However, their world crashes when their father dies suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably 33.
Yeah.
Now penniless, the two have to move in with their aunt Aurelia in East LA's Boyle Heights. Striving to work through the culture clash, Nora and Mary begin to embrace their Latin heritage, discover romance, and learn the meaning of family.
Yeah. They didn't even want to admit they were Mexican until they had to move to the wrong side of the tracks.
Oh, but my goodness.
It's actually a beautiful story about Mexican American culture and East LA.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you, give it a chance, Bethany. It's been playing on HBO like over and over and over again.
Okay. What else did you watch when you were famously sick?
Charlize Theron in Tully.
Oh, I've heard really good things.
So good.
By Diablo Cody wrote it.
Yes. And starring Charlize Theron.
Yes.
That was excellent.
It's about mother. Is it about motherhood?
It's about motherhood and about having a night nurse.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think I need a night nurse just to come in and clean my house. I don't know if you need a baby to have a night nurse.
I don't necessarily think you need a baby.
And then I guess if you don't have a baby, it's called like a night housekeeper.
I guess. Now, this is interesting. This is the second time I've heard someone talk about a night nurse. I went to this It Cosmetics event last night.
Yeah.
And the founder of It, she is a new mom and she talked about how she has a night nurse. And because she and her husband both are super hard workers and it's nonstop. And she's like, some people look at celebrities online or like mommy bloggers online and it looks like they can do everything and do it all perfectly. And she said it was really important to her to make people know that like she's not doing everything. At night she sleeps and she has someone help. Yeah. And it's like the person's not raising her baby for her. It's just it lets her sleep.
Yeah. So the idea of a night nurse is that they come at like 10 o'clock. Right when you're about to go to bed.
Yeah.
And if the baby's still nursing in the middle of the night, they'll gently wake you up, bring the baby to your boob while you're still in bed.
Oh, that's nice.
Help you feed the baby. And then you can doze back off to sleep and they watch the baby for the rest of the night.
as somebody who's had, when I had like my, all of my abdominal problems,
yeah.
I had to have a nurse mm-hmm. stay with me at night. And there is something so wonderful about someone taking care of you when you're half awake and you knowing that like, they're going to clean everything and they're going to take care of it and you don't have to worry.
Did you feel weird having somebody else in your apartment, or were you just so desperate for a little bit of sleep and help that it didn't feel
the second
weird.
One
yeah
yeah it's sort of like when my mom talked about delivering kids mm-hmm. and she was like, at some point you just stop caring who's there,
yeah,
and you're like you just want to get the baby out. And I never understood that until, you know, like you're really sick and you don't care who sees you puke because you just want to get the grossness out.
Yes,
like I finally saw Ocean's 8.
You
and
did.
Now I understand. Yay. Anne Hathaway just needed to puke.
She just, yeah.
She just had to get the poison out.
That Ipecac just dotted on top of her vegetable
yeah.
vegan super.
Yeah.
Whatever it was she was eating.
It was so good.
So Miss Bethany, while I was out of commission for 2 days, did you do anything interesting?
I traveled.
You did?
No. Right now I'm interviewing directors to direct this project that may or may not ever see the light of day. So I've been doing research on them.
Yeah. So the script that you wrote, it's mm-hmm. happening.
Well, we're trying to sell it. So we yes. have to like shoot a fake episode,
yeah.
basically.
Well, you have to shoot like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Kind of like pilot season.
Exactly. Then you use that to like shop it around. So I'm interviewing people to direct that. So that's been, you know, I've been like doing a lot of research on all these different directors and like hoping they're interested and seeing if I'm interested. And what else have I been doing? Recorded a podcast yesterday with Dennis.
Oh, and, your boyfriend?
The boy.
I love saying that. Quick question. If somebody left you their ashes.
Yes.
And let's say you weren't close with this person.
Yes.
And they said, I want you to spread me in Nepal.
In Nepal?
But didn't leave you any money. Would you do it?
I think that. So I don't know them very well.
Yeah.
Do I respect them?
Not particularly. But you were the only person they left with their belongings and their ashes.
Were they liked by others?
Not particularly.
Okay. I think I would go on social media
mm-hmm.
and I would see if someone lives in Nepal.
And you would send...
And I would mail the ashes to that person and be like, hey, if I Venmo you like some cash, would you spread these ashes?
Interesting. That's a good idea.
I think that's what I would do.
Okay, thanks. I was asking for a friend.
Okay.
No, that's it. Really?
Nepal. Is it really Nepal?
Do you know
what?
Yes.
Nepal?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I like to do this when I'm sick. I go on williamsonoma.com. And I enter an email address I've never entered before to get that first order, 15%.
Yeah.
And then I fill my cart with as much stuff as I possibly can, but only stuff that I would actually want.
Yes.
If I had the space.
Yes.
Do you know that you can get from Williams Sonoma a pizza oven? It just goes in your backyard for $15,000.
Oh.
A $50,000 pizza oven. And you don't even own a pizza business.
Why?
You just have friends that like to eat pizza.
Is it like a brick oven? Is it like a like one of those like Adobe style?
Yeah. Yeah. And you like the pizza cooks in 15 seconds.
I wonder if
I won the lottery, this is the crap I would spend my money on, because I would just be like, pizza for everybody. I can make a new pizza every 15 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking to my friend Iran yesterday and she said people with a lot of money will always find ways to waste it.
Yeah.
And that is a way to waste it.
Mo money, mo problems.
Yeah. Unless you like have just invested in a summer home and you're like, the backyard is missing one key slightly ugly feature. That's where your pizza oven goes.
Yes, exactly.
Does it look like it was made out of mud or does it?
No, it's actually
like
cute.
Brick?
It's cute. It's like not, it's not like Adobe clay smacked together like you're imagining. It's
okay.
Like, there's like some metal and you.
Okay. I feel a little, no, I still don't know why I would need a.
Because
now I'm just going to eat more pizza and that's not what I want.
Also, if I win the lottery tomorrow, my Easter table this year is going to be banging.
It's going to be gorgeous.
There's so many porcelain bunnies.
Speaking of Williams Sonoma, you have a Vitamix.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the person who, when you first got your Vitamix, you put your spoon in the Vitamix by accident?
No.
Who was it?
That?
Someone put their spoon.
Oh,
in the Vitamix.
Cry.
Are you sure it wasn't you?
No, it wasn't me.
Someone told me they got a Vitamix
and
they were
broke
making
it.
Something. No, they were making something and they accidentally left their spoon in the Vitamix and then they hit pulverize and their spoon disappeared.
Oh, no way. The Vitamix is no joke.
Are you sure? You're positive? No, I was sworn.
It's not me.
I don't remember who it was then, but yeah, their spoon got fully pulverized by the Vitamix, but like ruined the smoothie, obviously, because you don't know what metal pieces you're
going
to eat.
If there are like two things in this life that you're going to invest in for your kitchen, and I know you don't cook.
I famously have a hard time doing it.
But you can blend.
Yeah, I'm good at blending.
Number one, for me at least, would be the Vitamix.
Yes.
And number two would be a Le Creuset, which is a Dutch oven. The not fart kind. You're turning into me, Bethany. You just started to giggle to yourself. And
I've been programmed this way. You made me this way.
Before we started this podcast, that smirk on your face would not have happened.
I think Le Creuset is very frustrated by Dutch ovens.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
So Le Creuset is a cast enamel a pot company. They do other things. They do frying pans and kitchen accessories and stuff. But infamously, their cast iron Dutch oven, 4 quarts, 5 quarts. I think it goes up to 7 quarts plus. They are amazing.
And you can oftentimes get some of their smaller items at Home Goods.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You absolutely can. I've seen it there. Mm-hmm. You can cook anything in it. It doesn't burn. You know, when you're watching a cooking show and they're like, oh, the delicious parts are in the brown bits at the bottom. That's because when you cook in a Le Creuset Dutch oven, cast iron pan or pot, that's when the brown bits aren't like scorched pieces of like... But unearthed garlic.
I love the scorched pieces. It's my favorite part.
The brown bits get like a little bit caramelized in the Dutch oven. Anyway.
Okay. Since we're like bopping around, I have a quick question for you.
Go ahead.
If I said to you, Kathleen, I need you to take this bag, don't open it, don't ask what's in it, and hide it for me.
Yes.
You do that?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And ask my dad for advice. He's really good at helping me cover up crimes.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave that there. Not that he's had to help me do that before,
I would hide for you too.
Yeah.
Who in your life would you trust to hide the bag and to not open it?
Basically anybody in my family.
Mm-hmm.
No, would my mom open it? No, your she mom wouldn't.
You don't think?
No, she wouldn't open it.
Your mom strikes
Neil would
me
open it.
Yeah, he's inquisitive.
My husband would definitely open it.
Yeah, but he would still hide it, yeah?
Yeah, he would still hide it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
While we're bopping around.
Yeah.
I have this story that I'm working on. Maybe you can help me work out some of the details.
Are you a journalist?
I'm going to send it to you. It's a short story. It's fiction.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, since when did you start writing?
I've been writing it in my head for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And I just need you to help me work out some of the details. I'm going to send it to New York Magazine or The New Yorker, which is the one that publishes short stories.
The New Yorker.
Yes, that's the one Dan Humphrey was always trying to send his stories to.
Good. I'm assuming that's a Gossip Girl reference?
Yes.
Okay.
And if anybody here is a writer for Black Mirror, I also think that this would be an excellent episode.
Oh, tell me everything.
Maybe I shouldn't even say it. Maybe I'm like sitting on a pot of gold.
Well, you say it and then if it's a pot of gold, we'll edit it out.
Okay.
Okay.
So, there's an apartment building in New York City and a guy and a girl live across the hall from each other.
Hot.
They're both hot.
Hot.
They're like New York hot. So like nerdy and
a little quirky
like
hot.
Little quirky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a mix of James Franco and Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, totally. Like they're both artists.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And they like spend a couple weeks hooking up, but like they're not dating.
Okay.
They often will go out to bars together and like drink bourbon.
Yeah. Oh, they're so New York.
Because that's a very New York thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then the girl says to the guy, hey, listen, I'm going to go traveling for a couple of months. I don't really have like a schedule. I don't really have a plan. I'm like going to go to the Himalayas for a little bit and then like maybe to Tahiti. And then like, I don't know, I might spend Thanksgiving in Paris, whatever.
Uh-huh.
My company gives me this really great perk. I get free delivery of meal plans every week.
Okay.
And I don't want to cancel it because I want it to still keep coming when I'm back.
Right.
In the meantime, will you just eat my meals? You get free food
the
whole time I'm gone.
Great.
He's like, yeah, sure. Of course, I'll take care of that. No problem.
Yes. I like it so far.
Okay.
Okay.
She's gone. Uh-huh. Like 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. This whole time, he's enjoying her lime cilantro tacos.
Yeah. And her pulled pork tacos. Tacos.
And her carnitas tacos.
Yeah. And her fish tacos.
All sorts of tacos.
She got the Mexican plan. Tex-Mex plan.
There's some bolognese in there and there's other stuff too. Okay. Then a letter arrives for him. And it's from a cult.
A cult?
It's from a cult.
Okay.
And he knows this because the letterhead says this is from a cult.
It's got a, and it's got a pentagram on it.
It says, Dear John.
Okay. Is his name John?
Sure.
Okay, great.
I was also watching that movie.
Gotcha.
This week. Okay. Dear John. Dear John, you've been eating my body this whole time. The meal plan was me.
Wait, who's me?
The girl from across the hall.
Oh, so she wrote it first.
Yes.
And then disappeared.
Yes.
Oh.
She joins a cult. The whole thing with the cult is that you have to kill yourself and then they turn your body into a meal plan and feed it to somebody in your life.
Did you see The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina?
Yes.
You know the part every year they have that ceremony where they one of them gets to be eaten by everyone else?
Is that where I got this idea
that
from?
That might be where you got that idea from. But I feel like it's
like modern
interesting
day
enough.
I modern dated up with the yeah. with like the meal plan, right? Yeah. And the bourbon cocktails.
I like this. Mm-hmm. I like this. Yeah. I think that you should go. Yes, you should. You should. I love a good light cannibalism.
Yeah.
Thrown mm-hmm. in.
Just some yeah lighthearted yeah. human eating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, just like to bring it to the masses. I say write it and send it to the,
okay,
to
thanks.
The New Yorker.
Thanks.
Because I want to see what they would say. And I want to see what illustrations they would make for it. Like what whimsical line drawing illustrations they would make for it.
And you're like, this garbage story. You copied Sabrina.
You're like, you don't know that.
Anyway,
I think
it's
that
just, I'm working on an idea I'm working on.
It's an idea that you're letting sort of roll around in your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's
marinating.
There is so much focus now on decluttering your life. Like
yeah.
everybody I know is going through, and it's spring cleaning, but it's also Marie Kondoing. It's like going through and taking things that you don't love anymore, donating them, giving them to someone who can use them. And one of the parts of decluttering is going through all of those old videotapes that you have from
uh-huh.
back when videotapes were a thing.
Yep.
And those old photos and maybe tapes and getting them digitized with Legacy Box.
So my cousin just lost his mom and a lot of her stuff is here in New Jersey in a basement of a family house, and he lives in California. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send all of his mom's old snapshots from when she was in the Peace Corps and stuff like that to Legacy Box, because that's a lot easier to bring with me to California than
yes.
it is a big dusty box of old photos.
Oh, totally. You can save your family films and photos from degrading if they are kept in a basement somewhere, or worse, being lost forever.
Because reliving these memories, especially of a family member that you've lost, makes it feel like this person is still with you.
Totally. And if it's somebody who's still in your life, you get to make fun of them for the hair that they used to have and how awful their style was back in the 80s.
Aww.
Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and videos. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. My family is one of them. They have over a decade of experience, and all of the work is done by hand right here in the U.S.
I'm going to be a Marie Kondo of sorts right now.
Okay.
You can call me Kathleen Kondo.
Kathleen Kondo.
I love a good alliteration. VCRs.
Yes.
They're never coming back.
No.
VHS tapes.
They're never coming back. No.
Like, you have to just get rid of them. They don't spark joy.
No.
They collect dust.
And they degrade. I mean, they do kind of fall apart over time.
You don't want to lose these memories.
No.
Ensure your family history is preserved forever. Gather the family and begin a trip down memory lane right now, because moments that you've had in the past, moments that you can have with each other reliving the past, mm-hmm. these are things you're never going
to
forget.
And then you can just email these files to the people in your life,
exactly.
too, which is really, really fun.
And you can put them up on Insta and get lots of likes.
That's what I did there. If you scroll back through my Insta feed a little bit, you'll find an old home movie of me. You can see the scrunchie around my wrist it came back. So there's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit legacybox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering you all an exclusive discount. So go to legacybox.com/taste to get 40% off your first order. Again, go to legacybox.com/taste and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past and see all those old scrunchies.
Let's do some weird news. I need something to perk me up.
Yeah. You've had a rough 3 days.
I just opened up my Google browser and I was looking at pictures of noodles.
What is that what makes you happy?
Yes. Send me your nudes. I love those noodle memes on Instagram. All the nudes.
My friend John, we were texting back and forth about the web series, and I was getting ready to go to bed, and I said, is there anything else you need me to send you before I go to bed? And he said, send me a dick pic. So I Googled dick pic. I had the safe search on. So this is what.
Wait, why do you have the safe search on your phone?
For the purpose of dick pic.
You don't have kids. Can your cats use Google?
I didn't want penis pictures to show up, but I wanted to see what came up with dick pics.
Gotcha.
So this picture of Dick Cheney, but his head is the tip of a penis.
That's why you sent me that pic of Dick Cheney.
Yeah. So I sent that to John. That was the dick pic I sent him.
I didn't recognize him without his hair. The tip of a dick on the top of his head.
I think whoever did that Photoshop did a great job.
I'm dying to see that movie about him, Vice.
Vice?
I hear it's very good. All right, I'm pulling up Strange News on NPR right now because NPR is my favorite radio station. Can I just read you headlines from the Strange News?
Yes.
NPR section?
Yes.
Okay. Vandals steal the head of an 800-year-old mummy in Ireland.
No!
There's always a story about Ireland in the weird news section of every website. Okay. This one's for food. The chicken is local, but was it happy? GPS Now tells the story of your poultry.
That was an episode of Portlandia.
Really?
Where they went to eat at, a restaurant, and they asked for like the full dossier on the chicken that they were about to eat. And the chicken's name was like Gary or Colin or something.
I don't watch that show, but I think that's the one episode I've seen. But I just have this thing lately. So I'm trying to eat more clean meats, grass-fed beef. Okay. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Yeah.
But the eggs thing is killing me.
Yeah.
You have organic eggs.
Yeah.
Then you have cage-free eggs.
Yes.
Then you have free-range eggs.
I've heard that free-range and cage-free, they're similar, except free range means that they have access to outdoors.
Okay.
But not necessarily all the time. It's not like they're like in a field running around happy. It means like maybe during certain times of day they have like outdoor time. It's all so sketchy.
We should do an expose on this.
But that means that you have to like go and see.
Can we pretend we're real farmers? Can we go to a farm and talk to like an organic farmer?
Yeah.
Can we put on our reporting hats?
Yeah, I have a reporting hat. I haven't worn it in years because it doesn't go with anything.
Dust it off, Bethany. We'll spray paint that shit gold.
Okay.
It will go with something.
Thank you.
I know that, and I'm like a fairly educated person when it comes to my food shopping.
Yeah.
This is still something that confuses me every day.
It's so hard to know. And like, what does organic mean? Is there any sort of overhead body telling me this is or isn't organic? Or can they just say it's organic and they don't have to prove it?
The one thing I do know for sure is that brown eggs and white eggs, there's no difference between them. I think it's just the type of chicken.
No.
Yes.
I thought that white eggs meant they like put it through some type of bleaching process.
No, I don't believe that is true.
Oh.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Should we just have misinformation corner?
This is our misinformation corner.
I'm not entirely sure, but I heard.
Oh. I know, it's so confusing. Oh. All right. Let me read you some of these other headlines from NPR. World's largest bee spotted for the first time in decades.
Oh, where's he been?
Bean. Okay. So this article says that. Okay, so this article says that you might think that the world's biggest bee would be easy to find, but that is not necessarily the case. Mm. Until recently, the last time anyone had reported seeing a giant bee living in the wild was 1981. And apparently, these bees have a specific name. They're called Wallace's giant bee.
Mm.
Yes. They are native to Indonesia. Look, here's a picture.
So it's about the size of the palm of your hand.
It's like the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's all black. It's all black. It's not like that really cute yellow and black stripe.
See, I would be that bee. All black, everything.
I'm very scared. It's big.
I'm sure it's nice, though.
I don't think it's quite as big as the palm of your hand. This picture looks like maybe five regular bees could fit into this bee.
Trojan horse style?
Yeah.
lastly, let's talk about this bunker.
Okay.
Because I'm all about this stuff. There's a luxury bomb shelter listed for $18 million in Las Vegas.
Oh my God, is Brendan Fraser selling it?
That's what they said. It looks a lot like the home he was raised in Blast from the Past.
Yes.
It looks a lot like it. So the property features 500 linear feet of floor-to-ceiling murals featuring artificial city and mountain views, as well as lighting designed to simulate sunrise, daytime, and sunset. The whole house was actually built in the 1960s. And there's a pool. There are fake palm trees. There's weight-bearing posts that are made to look like palm trees. There's like an outdoor cafe seating area with a bunch of tables and chairs.
This looks like the place that you go to drink coffee and take Instagram pics.
It really does. And it looks sort of like the Golden Girls home or like the Brady Bunch house. Like it's that style house, like a ranch style home.
The backyard is sort of reminiscent of, did you ever watch Big Love on HBO?
No.
So that's about polygamist family mm-hmm. where the dad had three wives.
Yeah.
And from the front, it looks like just three random houses all next to each other and like maybe they're friends. But if you actually go into the backyard, you can see that it's actually a compound.
Oh, damn.
And this is kind of what the backyard here looks like.
Is that the one that Chloe Sevigny was in?
Yes.
I love Chloe Sevigny.
I know, R.I.P. Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
No, I always get it confused. Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton, different.
R.I.P. Bill Paxton.
Yeah, Bill Pullman was the president and gave a rousing speech about how the whole world could celebrate this Independence Day.
Sorry, Bill Paxton. Is he going to send a twister over to my house right now? Today is a good day for America. And then Will Smith is like, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. All the aliens must die. And then Bill Paxton's like, there's a day that will go down in the history books. We sent out Will Smith, you might know him from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, up to space to kill those fucking aliens on Independence Day. It's Independence Day in America. We shall live forever. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I haven't. Insane. That's not it. I know
that was amazing.
There's a famous line from that movie. And I
think you just nailed it.
No, I didn't. Hang on.
Oh, gosh.
Speech from Independence Day.
Nailed that pronunciation, by the way. I have a Skype call. It's not even a phone call. It's a Skype call, which means I have to do my hair and makeup.
I hate that.
Will you read it?
No, I'm going to play it.
No, read it. Read it.
No, I'm going to play it.
Interpretively read it, Kathleen. I'll do music.
No, Bethany, Kathleen, I'm just going to play it.
Interpretively read it.
No.
In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world.
Oh, I'm already sobbing.
And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does.
You tell us, Bill Paxton.
Pullman.
Petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest.
Yeah. The world.
Perhaps it's faith that today is the 4th of July.
Where's the fireworks?
We will once again be fighting for our freedom.
Oh.
Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution.
But from aliens.
Nope, not those things.
From annihilation.
Oh, crap. That sounds better than aliens. That's why he's the president.
For our right to live. To exist.
Yeah. Oh.
And should we win the day?
Should we win?
We will.
The 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday.
It won't.
But as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night.
That's it. That's a lie.
Chills. Chills. Motherfucking chills.
The day we eat hot dogs.
God.
Oh. We will not go quietly into the night. The whole world will eat hamburgers in their backyard.
So good, that speech. I don't know how it ended, but I'm sure that we were fine.
No, we were fine.
Because there was a sequel, right? There was. Spoiler alert. Kathleen, what'd you learn this week?
Bethany, will you go first?
Yes. I had an absolute and total meltdown Sunday night. And one of the things that Dennis did that was really kind is that after he told me to relax and to stop being in the fetal position, he played theta waves for me. Have you heard of these?
Come again?
Theta. T-H-E-T-A.
At the beach?
No, they're like a sound. They're like, it's, I guess, a certain brain pattern that it sort of I think from what I understand, it's a neural pattern that like exists in our brain already.
Okay.
And if you listen to theta brain waves, it relaxes you and like helps you calm down and helps your brain chill.
Where can one find theta brainwaves?
He literally asked my Amazon Echo, play Theta Waves.
Okay.
And she played Theta Waves for like 30 minutes from Amazon Music. It immediately calmed me down. It calmed the cats down.
Oh, how interesting.
Like, the cats normally keep him awake whenever he sleeps over. They didn't wake him up as much over the night because they were like a little chill.
I wonder if this works on children.
Oh, I'm sure it does. So if you
Theta,
have...
will you spell it?
T-H-E-T-A.
T-H-E-T-A. Okay.
So there's like a bunch of different ones on YouTube where they like mix it in with music. But if you have an Echo and you just ask her... play Theta Waves, it was crazy how chill I felt, and it played it for like 30 minutes.
So every time I'm about to say something that's going to make my husband angry, mm-hmm. I'm just going to play Theta Waves
Theta
before
Waves.
I say like, I need you to XYZ.
Yeah. So it was really, really helpful. And I learned that this week. Kathleen, what about you? What did you learn this week?
There's this thing called skip lagging.
Okay.
And it's a travel concept. So let's say theoretically you need a flight to Berlin.
Okay.
But you're not finding any flights in your price range to Berlin.
So expensive, yes. Berlin.
especially in October.
What was that?
That's my German accent for Oktoberfest.
You sounded Klingon.
Damn it.
Keep going.
So what you can do is... there's this website called skiplagged.com, and it helps you come up with a flight where there's a layover in Berlin on the way to somewhere else where it's much cheaper to fly.
Oh, gotcha. So like there's a flight going to like Mumbai with a layover in Berlin.
Yes.
And so you would buy the Mumbai flight and then just fly to Berlin.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can't check your bag, obviously.
Obviously.
Because, you're not going to get your luggage. So, but if you can only pack just a carry-on, you can go on these flights for half the price if you get off where the layover is.
Do you think that airlines hate this?
Yes, they absolutely do. And if you look up skip lagging, there's a couple of articles about lawsuits that have happened.
I would imagine.
But the airline never wins because the customer has every right to get off the flight whenever they want.
Oh, interesting.
Uh-huh.
So I wonder if it's like they have to specifically word things in the app a certain way.
And flights don't wait for you if you don't make the flight.
Uh-huh.
So
maybe you just didn't make your flight.
Yeah.
There's no way to know.
There's no way to know. Exactly. Oh. Maybe you got so sick in the layover, like you couldn't get on the plane to go to the next half of the trip. They don't know.
They don't know you didn't just get the stomach flu.
Yeah. So I feel like I've unearthed something very, very powerful right now.
You have. And you're bringing it to the masses.
I am.
I'm so skip lagging. That's good to know.
Skiplagged.com. Check it out. SKIPLAGGED. Let me know where you're going.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Let me know how much you saved.
We are going to play some more voicemails for you at the end of the episode because we do love hearing from you. Make sure to follow us on social media. I am Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram, and I am Radio Bethany on Twitter. Kathleen?
I am at Webgirl Kathleen on everything.
And please follow the show. On Twitter, we are at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
Facebook.com/Acquired Taste Podcast.
If you want to send us an email, and AcquiredTastePodcast@gmail.com.
And we have a P.O. Box, an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
Oh, if you want to give us a phone call. I have a glass of wine at night sometimes, and I go through all of our voicemails, and sometimes I'll text people back. And
it's so nice.
It's actually really fun. And I just want to give a quick shout out to our taste bud, Savannah. She had some major surgery, and just want to let you know, Savannah, we're thinking of you.
We love you, girl.
If you want to leave us a voicemail, you can do so at our phone number, 917-994-0353.
One of the best ways you can help us is to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen. 5 stars is the best, and it really helps grow the podcast. And tell your friends about us. We just want to be a place where everyone fits in and belongs, and we really we love you all. And this is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. And now some voicemails.
Hey girl, it's Tequila, and I'm just watching Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm not really watching it, you know, because clearly I'm talking to you on the phone. Right now I have 2 Marie Callender dishes warming in the oven because they've already been done, and I'm drinking Tequila. I mean, I'm having a good time, you know, just by myself. That's what I have to learn to do, not apologize for for the way I am.
Kathleen and Bethany, this is Jenna from Pennsylvania, and I have to tell you, I had a dream last night that I was being interviewed by you on your podcast. I was like a third person in there, and for some reason, I guess I got so nervous at the beginning that I decided to just talk in an Australian accent for the entire time.
Hello! Happy Sunday, Chrissy and Jess, some fellow taste buds and also childhood friends. And we are working on some wedding planning because I'm the maid of honor.
And I'm the bride.
And we're thinking of possibly doing a bachelorette party in Hoboken. Kathleen, if you have any advice, please tell us.
Hey, Kathleen and Bethany. I just wanted to say that I saw Bethany's picture with Dennis. And oh my God, I loved it. And also, Kathleen, I absolutely loved your Valentine's Day outfit. And I also want to tell you guys, I sent a bunch of Valentine's cards to a bunch of my friends and I wrote a poem inside. So the poem inside read, roses are red, rosé is pink. We hope your day ends with a clink. Ah, just like your cheersing wine glasses. Ah, love you guys so much. Happy Friday.